I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So it's pretty much that time of year where everyone is going to travel somewhere at some point.
Yep.
Isn't DIA, they've set some records this year, right?
Yeah.
It's, Amber's been out there pretty much every weekend.
I live there.
It's time to talk about flight follies.
Yay!
The terrible things that you've had to encounter so we can get them out of our system now and they don't happen. I think the one that is in the news right now, there's like a bunch of different stories, but the people revolting against the service horse.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, you been on a plane with an animal?
I have, but they were by law stowed in where they're supposed to be stowed, a carrier down on the floor.
I've seen a picture of one of the horses and
I've never seen a photo. I don't want to.
I
can't imagine sitting in my seat and a horse coming down the aisle towards me.
No, it's not. I know you're picturing like
a miniature horse.
But it's still
big.
It's a Great Dane size.
It is at least a lab size for sure. Yeah. And I'm sorry if you have emotional issues. And I really am. Maybe flying is not for you. Like, I don't know how to get you through this.
Bus pass.
I hit something.
Xanax.
Yes, try any of the other things. But that was one of the recent flight folly stories where
it's just getting ridiculous.
And then the one where the feet were up, that was the one that really set me off. Somebody took a picture.
Yeah.
So I don't know. A guy took his shoes and socks off and rested them on top of the footrest or the headrest of the chair in front of him.
Yes.
So she took a picture, like a selfie of herself, so you can
with
see her
feet.
Face and the bottoms ugh. Of 2 feet, like over her head.
Yeah.
What? How do we?
And I don't think there's anything the flight attendants can do unless they were
what?
Landing.
Really?
Yeah, because what?
What's he do? He's not doing anything.
Right. He's not doing anything illegal.
Your feet are on my seat.
True. I would definitely say something. I don't think she even confronted the guy.
Because if it's a long flight, you just don't, when you have confrontation, I've been in a confrontation with somebody over like, I turned my light on and they wanted to sleep. And I was like,
so I don't know about a mask.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I have some reading to do. I know that sounds crazy, but I had to do some reading. And I was like, I don't. Like, can
and
you
they put the lights up there for a reason.
Right. It's not in your face. It was like,
there's been people who put the air thing all the way up. I get so cold on flights. I'm like, well, bad on me for not bringing an extra jacket.
Okay, then.
At least you own that it's
yes,
like.
Yes, you own.
I mean, it's within their right to put it up.
Turn their seat back the half inch. It's their right.
Yeah. So we want to hear like the weird stuff that's happened to you on planes. You heard a story recently about one of the Jonas Brothers. They fly commercial?
So,
What?
There was a dad that was flying first class, and he was sitting next to a guy, had like a black hoodie on. He was kind of like all, couldn't really tell what he was. Anyway, so people, there was a buzz around this dad, you know, sitting next to this guy. So dad finally turned to the guy and goes, I'm sorry, everyone's talking about, are you famous or something? And so the guy goes, yeah, I'm a Jonas Brother. And so dad...
Please be a good one. Please be a good one. Please be a good one.
Which one?
So dad texted his daughter, who was sitting in the back in coach, and said, hey, I'm sitting next to a Joe Jonas.
And it was a good one.
She lost her crap.
So she didn't go up there, though.
Well, not at first. She started texting dad. Oh, my God. You got to get his autograph.
Oh.
You got to get his picture. You got to get him to say something, do a video. For the love of God. And so dad's like, oh, I want to make my daughter happy. So you want to do da-da. So anyway...
I paid... For first class to be left the F alone and get free drinks.
And I think probably that's, Joe Jonas was probably the same.
If your hoodie is up, like, read the body language,
right.
Okay?
AirPods in.
Yeah.
But dad made his daughter happy, and eventually daughter came running up from behind,
and
there was a picture with them all.
But Joe
something.
Was cool about it.
He was. He was reluctant. I'm a Joe.
Because you say it loud and it's going to be.
And then it's tumultuous, yeah. So that girl just screamed up to the front in a tizzy.
I don't, like, I just, he's Joe Jonas, and you got to at some point let him have like 2 hours of peace on an airplane.
Right.
And once she came up, then it's obvious.
Everybody knew.
That gives permission to everyone else to do it. It just.
So if he wanted to be nice to one person and you get screwed over by everyone.
By everyone. Yeah. That's the bad part about.
All right. So Joe Jonas is a little too happy of a story. We want to hear the stories where a baby barfed on you.
Maybe,
wasn't there a story? There was some dude who, didn't he pee on? I think he got up. This was like a year or so ago, and I'll never forget it. He got overserved in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets on the plane, and the flight attendants, which you've told me, when they're saying hi to you, when you're getting on the plane, that's not friendly. They're just sizing you up.
They are. Every one of us.
They didn't recognize that he was schmammered, so then they served him more.
No.
And then he was so bad, like he stood up and couldn't get to the bathroom, so just...
Let it fly.
And like, splatter drill on.
No, and you're just stuck there with that scent. And no.
There's no like Stanley steamer, like
cleaner. There's no cleanup.
You're just,
you got to endure.
It's just,
And it's a packed flight, so somebody's got to sit in it.
I
think they gave people like plastic sacks. Well,
to sit on. Vouchers to sit on.
I feel like vouchers would be one of the things. Yeah. All right, so if you've been involved in some sort of flight folly, is what we call these, we'd like to talk to you. Some KLM passengers got stranded on a plane for 11 hours.
Why?
I've never. What's the longest you've ever been stranded on a plane?
Stranded as in they like have to keep going around.
Going around, or you're stuck on the tarmac, or they don't have a gate for you. Because I think my max has been 5 minutes? Hours.
Oh, mine was like 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's all?
I've never had to, really?
Because you fly into small airports where there's not a lot of...
And you're Mr. International all over
there's
the world.
Certain,
5 hours?
5 is a lot. I think max, I've been on the tarmac for like 2.5 hours.
And this
like
flight
that.
Was 11.
11 hours. There
Brutal.
Was some sort of volcanic activity, some eruptions. There was horses involved. There was all this stuff. So they just literally... What I don't understand is why, when it's that long, how do they not let you off?
It shouldn't like, be illegal to not let you.
It should.
Yeah.
Wasn't I'm not lying. I think when one of these things happened during like Obama's he made a rule. That's why some of the pilots now started like calling and ordering pizza.
Oh, you're right.
Because they've started to do that because they're like, they know everyone hates them.
Yeah.
So they're like, we got to do something to get these people to hate us a little less.
Yeah.
When I got stuck on mine, I remember it was years ago before I had kids. We were going to Orlando. We were going to Disney.
Mm.
And one of my buddies had a new baby, just like T-Hack's new baby. And he had exactly what T-Hack's baby has, acid reflux. First second we get on the plane.
No.
Barfs all over, but we can't get out of our seats. So he had to sit in his seat.
No.
I'm in the row behind him, and you smell sour milk barf.
Stomach acid.
We pull forward. Lightning, and we're already on the tarmac. So they're like...
And you were there for 5 hours.
We were not allowed to take off for 5 hours, and they would not turn the plane around, and he could not get the... They let him mercifully eventually get up, because we're all like, ding! It smells like...
Yeah.
It smells like rotten milk.
Technically, no.
You're not supposed
you're
to get up.
Not.
But they let him go clean himself up. It
didn't help.
It's
it was
in
just there.
Your soul,
yeah.
dude.
It's,
it's your entire. It's like.
And that air is just circulating around.
That's
around.
All you got.
Yeah.
Is, and I don't know if you guys understand this, but like the air conditioning in an airplane comes from when you're flying. That's why they hook up the big yellow tube when you're at the gate.
Stale.
So when you're not flying and there's no yellow tube,
no valley.
Hot.
It's hot and it's baby milk.
Ew.
And the air was damp, so every smell.
I'm surprised everyone else wasn't throwing up.
Oh, it was
around.
Awful. It was. It, there was definitely chum in the water on that day. All right, so those are our flight follies. We'd love to hear yours, Megan.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Flight follies.
How are you? Oh, so actually, this happened to my mom. She used to be a flight attendant for an international and did a lot of international flights.
Okay.
So there was one night where she was just working and a woman fell asleep in their chair. And it was actually because she was intoxicated. So long story short, the woman ended up getting sick on herself.
Yay.
Yeah. And so obviously everyone sitting around her got my mom's attention, asked her to go, you know, see if she could do something about it. So my mom went up to the woman, asked her to go to the bathroom, see if she could clean herself up a bit. So the woman got up, went to the bathroom, and then towards the end of the flight, the woman had never come back. So my mom had to go and ask her, kind of knock on the door, ask her to take her seat because they were about to land. And so the woman opens the door and she comes out with her sweater and it's completely blue. And she had tried to wash it in the toilet.
Oh, the blue juice!
No!
In the toilet!
No! Oh, no! No!
Nice!
Yeah, she was so out of it. And the worst part was she had a connecting flight. And all my mom could do was give her a blanket and try to...
Oh.
I mean, what do you do in that situation?
Oh, yeah, my God. You got to hope there's a clothing shop on the terminal.
Oh, my God.
And buy something.
Yeah, she was so out of it. And the toilet water was blue and it just died.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
It was rough, yeah.
Blue juice.
And it's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Megan. Chero.
Hey, how you doing? It's Chero. Yai.
What's your flight folly?
So we were flying to Japan, and we had to stop in Korea. And there were three flights leaving, so part of our tour is on the first flight and the third flight. When we landed in Korea, they didn't tell us anything. They just grabbed us all and shoved us in a room. And we're looking at us through the windows, and we didn't know why. And then we found out when the rest of our group arrived that they didn't know that the flight in the middle was the Korean Airlines Flight 600 that the Russians shot down.
What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it was full of a bunch of little Japanese kids that had been to Disneyland that we were playing with in the airport.
Oh, no.
That's who was on that flight that was?
Oh.
Yep.
So they just held you there till they figured everything out.
Yeah, until they figured out, because they didn't know if it was the rest of our group, if it was the third flight, or if it was the second flight with the kids on it.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, we're under suspicion because they don't know what really happened to the plane yet. So they're just staring at us through the window, and we're just standing there. There's no chairs, just a big room. We're shoved in there, and they lock the doors.
That is beyond scary.
Thank you for the call. Jack.
Yai.
Flight follies.
So my mother was fine. It's not me, but my mom. She was flying out to Chicago for her husband's father's funeral and had a guy die on the flight.
What?
And she's an ER nurse. And so they asked if anybody on the plane was, you know, medically trained. And she stepped up and they laid him on the center aisle. And she ended up resuscitating him, got him back in the seat, and he died again.
Oh, what? She brought him back.
She's having it like, this is a terrible analogy, but like you and I have gone golfing and it's, you know, like you can kind of golf okay, but then when there's people standing around, you all of a sudden really suck. Can you imagine being a nurse having to do your job?
Everybody's watching.
And it's like, can you guys just, they're not going to look away because there's a dead body in the middle of the aisle, but it's like, can I just do this?
Did people cheer when she brought him?
Yeah.
I didn't ask it. It wasn't really like the best time for a whole long conversation.
Oh, man.
The thing is that they were only like 30 minutes from their destination. So they just put the guy back in the seat dead and flew to their destination.
Dang.
And then do they get him off first or last?
Right.
You almost have to get him off first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want everybody walking by. Oh, my God. That's
tough.
A not very fun one. Wow. Thank you, Jack. Selena.
Yay!
Flight follies.
So I was a little girl, and we were going to Hawaii. So that's a long flight, let alone for a little girl.
Yeah.
And I was coloring, and I guess the guy in front of me was yelling at my parents. I was kicking the seat and to control the daughter.
Well, because you're coloring, and so you're probably going, like you're moving the tray table back and forth as you're like coloring in line. So it probably felt to him like you were just beating the hell out of his chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so my parents believed him over me and started yelling at me until they watched me when he complained again. And they got in like an actual fist fight, and the flight had tended to come because that guy would not, like, my parents would not tell me to stop coloring.
She's a little girl on a plane. She's either going to be screaming, crying, or she's going to be coloring. Let her color.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so they got mad.
Wow.
So your mom was throwing down, too?
It's full-on WWE.
Yeah, I was adopted by gay parents. So two Torah, like, trust zones.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Throwing down.
Let's get it done. That is awesome, Selena. Thank you for the call. You're not going to believe this. We got a dude on the phone who, you remember we were talking about the peep flight?
Yes.
There's a dude who was on the plane, I think.
No.
Randy.
Yai.
Were you really on the peep flight?
Yeah, we were. Dude. Me and my fiance at the time, yeah.
What happened?
You know, it was, we didn't really know. It was towards the end of the flight, maybe an hour left. And I remember sitting there and I was like, man, this flight's been pretty long. And all of a sudden there's a bunch of action going on, like four rows behind us. There was a lady yelling and apparently he had too much to drink and just whipped it out and started peeing.
Just everywhere, on people, on seats, on everything.
Yeah, yeah. And they moved into the back of the plane and just kind of had some supervision the rest of the flight.
Meanwhile, there's still pee all
everywhere.
Sprayed all over.
Right, yeah.
Could you smell it?
You know, I couldn't. I think they kind of cleared the few rows. It wasn't a completely full flight, luckily, so they kind of moved some people around and had him to his own row back there.
You were on the pee flight. The pee plane.
That's your claim to fame, dude. That is awesome.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.